With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some 700,000 federal employees likely to be furloughed, many offices shuttered. Another round of voting is possible later Wednesday, but in the meantime, the government shutdown is underway. Joe Fetterman reports that President Trump has given Hamas 3 to 4 days to respond to his ceasefire proposal.
This is a 20-point plan that heavily favors Israel. It essentially calls on Hamas to surrender, to disarm, and transfer control of Gaza to a new internationally supervised body led by President Trump himself. In Gaza, residents have given the plan a cool reception. They say it amounts to a return to colonialism. Hamas has not given a response yet. It says it's studying the plan, and it's in touch with international mediators, trying to make some changes that are more favorable to it.
Elsewhere, Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz praises the president's peace plan.
Merz describes it as the best chance to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The proposal demands that Hamas effectively surrender and disarm in return for an end to fighting, humanitarian aid for Palestinians, and the promise of reconstruction in Gaza, all desperately hoped for by the population in the devastated territory.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma. Elsewhere, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has now returned to the forefront of a Middle East peace effort with a U.S. proposal that he take a leading role in overseeing Gaza's administration and reconstruction. It is familiar territory for Blair, who stepped down as the international community's Mideast envoy 10 years ago in 2015, leaving a post that began with great promise, but which struggled to deliver in its quest to promote peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is SRN News. A church in East Tennessee continues to help its community recover from the ravages of Hurricane Helene.
It's been 1 year since that hurricane hit, but right away, First Baptist Church of Greenville, Tennessee, responded quickly to the crisis. Baptist Press reports the church played a major role in the rebuilding of 6 houses in 4 days early on, an effort which continued in the weeks and months that followed. In its ongoing work, FPC Greenville is providing furniture for people who are flooded out of their homes. They're also partnering with other Baptist churches in the state to provide money and materials for storm victims. George Williams, SRN News.
Alliance Defending Freedom International reporting 75-year-old Rose Daughtry arrested a second time outside an abortion clinic in Scotland. The lady was just standing there with a sign that said, "Here to talk only if you want to." This is SRN News. Earthquake rattling the Philippines.
The central Philippines has been shaken by a strong 6.9 magnitude earthquake centered in Cebu Province. In closed circuit video provided by Praise Racho, people were seen dashing into the street in Cebu City. In the beach town of Danbantayan, power went out and a stone church was damaged. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology issued a tsunami warning in nearby provinces and said it expected damage and aftershocks. The country's still recovering from storms that swept through last week, leaving at least 27 people dead. I'm Jennifer King.
In the meantime, the latest reports out of the Philippines now place the death toll at 69, but authorities say those numbers likely to climb. Search teams still going through the rubble. Dozens of injuries have also been confirmed. More details at srnnews.com.